From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer.
Dear friends, shalom.
That's Pope Benedict XVI speaking in New York today. The pontiff visited a synagogue. The pope is also scheduled to hold an ecumenical prayer service. The latest stops on Benedict's first official papal visit to the U.S. follow a speech earlier today at the United Nations General Assembly. NPR's Mike Pesca has more from New York.
In a speech alternating between French and English, the German-born pope continually linked the aspirations of the United Nations with the purpose of religion. After citing the humanitarian teachings of the 16th century friar Francisco de Vitoria, the pontiff emphasized the role that human reason played in preserving dignity. A major theme of his speech was that human rights were more than legalities to be granted by legislators. They stem from, in the pope's words, God's creative design. The address ended with the pope speaking in all of the UN's official languages as he said,
Selemon, wa istiharon pianilech.
The words, there in Arabic, were peace and prosperity with God's help. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton today ridiculed her opponent, Barack Obama, for complaining about the tone of their recent debate in Philadelphia. Obama has said the Wednesday debate was short on substance and more about Washington-style politics. NPR's David Green has more.
Hillary Clinton was beginning a town hall meeting outside Philadelphia, and she decided to bring up Wednesday's debate again.
I know that some of my opponent's supporters and my opponent are kind of complaining about the hard questions. Well, having been in the White House for 8 years and seeing what happens in terms of the pressures and the stresses on a president, that was nothing.
The Obama campaign, meanwhile,
team to come up with recommendations for improving air safety. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News, Washington.
Generally, announcements of large losses and major job cuts don't send stocks higher. However, despite such announcements from both AT&T and Citigroup today, stocks moved higher. Citigroup investors apparently took heart that it may be onward and upward from here. The New York-based company's stock rose nearly 4.5%. Lynn Reeser is an economist at Bank of America. He has tapped Steve Preston, the former head of the Small Business Administration, to take over the vacant position at HUD.
He knows how to tackle a problem, devise a solution, and get results. It's exactly the kind of leadership I was looking for.
President's nominee will face immediate pressure at a time the agency is being accused of being slow to react to the ongoing problems in the mortgage markets that led to thousands of foreclosures. Preston would replace Alfonso Jackson, who stepped down amid a controversy over his role in the awarding of federal contracts. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 228 points to end the week at 12,849. This is NPR. Texas judge overseeing a huge child custody case against the polygamist group today heard testimony from a psychiatrist. The expert on children in cults testified that teenage girls involved in the group would not resist early marriage because he said they had been trained to be obedient and compliant. The testimony from psychiatrist Bruce Perry comes as the court tries to determine the fate of more than 400 children removed from a polygamous compound near El Dorado, Texas, earlier this month. The children are currently with Child Protective Services. Perry did say many of the adults with the Yearning for Zion Ranch appeared to be loving parents. A founding member of one of rock's most venerated bands has died. Danny Federici played keyboards for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Federici died yesterday after a battle with melanoma. He was 58 years old. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
Danny Federici was 7 years old when he saw Lawrence Welk on TV. He strapped on an accordion and went on to lead and play in a number of New Jersey rock bands before hooking up with Bruce Springsteen. As a member of the E Street Band, Federici accompanied Springsteen's meteoric rise from the Jersey Shore to the world stage.
In the closet, and then I noticed the window blinds were starting to move back and forth and the bed was shaking.
No major damage or injuries were reported. For NPR News, I'm Ann Thompson in Cincinnati.
Maybe they refer to the golden years as the golden years for a reason, at least based on a new University of Chicago study. A sociologist has concluded that older Americans are generally happier and also are often more socially active than some stereotypes might suggest. The survey found the odds of being happy rose by roughly 5% for every 10 years of age. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, from Washington.